did like my introduction.
So we're up to Memhei Amud Bet, and the Gemara is going to begin with a question whether we could do a Kinyan Chalipin with a coin. Technically, we know that we learned from Rut that we could have a Kinyan Chalipin. I give you my handkerchief, I give you my kippah, I give you something, and you give me instead Empire State Building. You give me a tremendous amount of land or something else, you could give me for that handkerchief. So that's a Kinyan, Maaseh Kinyan. My handkerchief is not worth the Empire State Building. But that's an action, just like a handshake, that's an action in which we say, when you receive my handkerchief, I receive your building.
That's also called Kinyan?
That's a Kinyan of Chalipin. Kinyan means a way of obtaining ownership.
Kinyan
is a, there are many Kinyanim. Kinyan is a way of being connected. Right, it's a way of acquiring. Acquiring into my possession. So, Chalipin is exchange. I give you this, in exchange you give me that. So that's Chalipin. So Rav Papa says, you cannot do Chalipin with a coin, because when you receive a coin... אני הגדלתי את זה ככה בכוונה. מה שאתה אומר נראה בדף של מחר. נגיע, זה נקודה נכונה, נדבר על זה מחר. רב פאפה says that when you receive a coin, your focus is on the value because of the value that the government gives that coin. You don't think of the coin as a piece of silver. You think of it as money. Well, for money, you can't do Chalipin. Chalipin has to be that I accept the kerchief for you, for the value of the kerchief. Not because of what the government gives it value, because it could be the government will be turned over, they'll make a shekel chadash, they'll change it, and then it loses all its value, right? Shekel yashan, what's it worth? I have a shtal that says 5,000 shekel yashan. I don't even know if it's that. So it's not considered something that's whole. Kinyan Chalipin has to be with something whole. Daval misuyam, daval shalim. And this coin is not something that's whole. The Gemara tries to prove this way or that way. The Gemara ultimately says that even Rav Papa changed his mind and agreed. Rav Papa says, even though you cannot give a coin for Chalipin, but if you give a handkerchief, you could receive a coin. Meaning, if I want to get from you $1 million, if you have $1 million at home, I'll give you a handkerchief and you'll give me $1 million. And Rav Papa changed his mind. Rav Papa said, you cannot acquire money with Chalipin. And then the Gemara quotes a lot of people who agree with that. It's a machloket. But there are a lot of Amoraim who say, you cannot acquire money with Chalipin. The Gemara brings a question. And the Gemara says like this. We have a braisa that says that if a person had to give money, he needs money now. He's in the marketplace and his workers want payment. So what he can do is he goes to the money changer and he says, look, give me $100, 100 spare dollars, and I'll give you, I have $103 at home, I'll give it to you. I'll give you $100+, and that's okay. So the Gemara says, why isn't it ribit? Must be that we're doing an exchange, we're doing Chalipin. You give me the $100 now, and right away as an exchange, I'll give you my money at home. So it's Chalipin. That's what the Gemara assumes went on here. So the Gemara says that that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a situation where he tells him, you give me 100 silver dollars that they haven't been stamped yet. So they're 100 round pieces of silver. And I have 101 round pieces of silver at home that I'll give you in exchange. So the exchange is between metals, not between coins. And that's why the Baita says he asked him for the value of 100. It doesn't say he asked him for 100 coins. It says he wanted yafem me'azuz, the value of 100, because they're talking about round pieces of silver. They're not talking about things that were stamped into coins. So that could be Chalipin, because they're two forms of silver. You're right. That could be Chalipin.
No, but
when we have a coin, then you can't do Chalipin. This isn't a coin. This is a piece of silver. Because people don't think of a coin as a piece of silver. If people would think of a coin as a piece of silver, then you could do chalifin with a coin. The problem with the coin is that we don't think of it as a piece of silver. If our attitude to a coin would be, this is a piece of silver, then we could do chalifin with it. The problem is that that's not what I'm thinking when I'm getting a shekel. Yeah? The problem is my thought. Okay. And Ravashi gives another explanation. He says, when the whole issue is that I don't have access to my money right now, but I have the money, that's not ribit. Here I'm telling him, look, I have the money at home. I can't go home now to get the money. You give me the money, and I'll give you the money plus a shekel. Being that we're doing a transaction here, and I really have the money, I just don't have access to it this minute, that's not ribit.
That's
why Torah learned. I don't understand you at all, so let's wait. The Gemara quotes a very enigmatic Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Kiddushin, anything that could be exchanged for money, once you receive it, the other one is obligated to give what you were purchasing. So we assume that the Mishnah is talking about money, and the Mishnah means you could exchange money for other things. You could do chalifin with money. Because the words, what does it mean, anything that's exchanged for money, once you receive it, you're obligated with exchange. So the Mishnah assumes you're obligated to give the money. So we're talking about chalifin for money. The Gemara says, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about anything but money. The idea is, anything that you have a used car. Whenever you're going to want to do a transaction with that used car, it has to be evaluated. How much is it worth?
So, iska.
If you want to exchange it, when the Mishnah says anything that's exchanged for money, what the Mishnah means is any used object that you own, whenever you want to do business with it, it has to be evaluated. What's it worth? Whenever you want to do business with an object like that, with that you could do chalifin, and if you give it, the other guy has to give it back. And then the Gemara proves it. The Gemara then brings us a machloket. The machloket is, with what can one do chalifin? The pasuk in Rus says, he took off a shoe and gave it for chalifin. And there's a machloket, which we'll see in tomorrow's daf. Does it have to be any vessel, just like a shoe? But let's say I want to give you an animal, or I want to give you a fruit. I can't do chalifin with them. But that you can't do. It has to be a vessel, just like Boaz's shoe. Boaz gave the shoe, and then he got the field. So it has to be like a shoe, it has to be a vessel. Or do I say, no, it can be a fruit, it could be a... It has to be something whole, like the shoe. And that's why you can't use money, because that's not whole. It fluctuates, it depends on whether the government lasts. But whether it's a shoe, or a fruit, or an animal, that's okay. And the Gemara brings another machloket, and we'll learn it with more explanation in a minute, whether it's val Torah ma'ot kono. The concept, when I give you money, do I get your object? Does the Torah insist that there has to be meshicha, that I have to take the object in order for it to be mine? Or does the Torah say it's enough that you paid the money? But the rabbi said, what's going to happen? I'll pay you $10,000 for your car, right? Your car is sitting in your parking lot, and a bunch of hoodlums come, and they're breaking windows. They don't like the Danish cartoon. They're breaking windows, right? So you're going to stand next to your car and protect it, but what about my car? You'll say, it's not my problem. Your car is parked in my driveway. I'm not responsible for it. That concept is called nisefuchi techa baliyah. That if you have if I pay you money and you have my wheat up in your attics, when there's a fire or a flood, you'll take care of your things. You won't take care of my chitin. And so anything that'll happen, you'll say, it's your problem. It's yours. You paid for it. Come take it. I don't have to watch your object. So Chazal saw this was a problem. So Chazal said, even though biblically, when you give the money, it becomes yours, rabbinically, Chazal made an institution, it does not become yours. So that's a machloket. Is it biblical? Is it midoraita that ma'ot are not konot? Or do we say that biblically, midoraita ma'ot konot? When you give the money, you purchased it. The rabbis made an institution. And when we learn the sugya, we'll see inside how all these points connect. We saw this before, you're right. This machloket we saw before. Let's begin the daf.